Hello, everybody. It's Marilyn Harris here of Hard at Work. And I'm here. We're about to live stream on LinkedIn here. I guess not. It lost the copy. But anyway, let's carry on the interview anyway. So thank you, Linnea, for joining me today. I know we've been working on this for a long time. Yeah. And trying to get together and have a conversation together. And so thank you so much for joining my podcast about creating an impactful legacy. And I know you're very busy creating yours. So maybe you want to tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing and what's happening.
Well, that's a big question.
Okay, well, just, make it big or small, whatever.
You know how some business owners and entrepreneurs kind of feel like they're frozen, mm-hmm. and they're not making profits or product, achieving productivity, and maybe there's a lot of employee turnover, and it's really frustrating and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And I like to help them kind of get unthawed,
yeah,
and move forward and tap into that powerful inner leader, mm-hmm. so they can have not only the business that they want but also regain their life. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I've been doing that since 2002, almost 20 years, my goodness.
Wow.
But I was also kind of a coach and a consultant in corporations before that. So
yeah,
it's my passion to be there for others and help them.
Mm-hmm.
Help them move forward and give them the kind of support and encouragement and a kick in the butt that they need.
Mm-hmm. And how many butts do you have to kick?
Actually not too much.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get the kind of clients that are really motivated.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about some of the things that help keep their passion about, help them move through what is it that is inspiring about themselves, and also to get to that point, what is your higher purpose for being here?
Mm-hmm.
And when we discover that, we can apply it to our business and everything we do, and we keep our passion for moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes our relationships, it changes our businesses. And so that's been the joy that I've been involved in for the last about 10 years.
Yeah. I'm always curious about your business. You called it Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And so how'd you come up with that name for a company?
I think that is something, I came up with it when I was driving to church.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in Christ said that I come, so you have life and have it abundantly. And I think that's what everybody wants.
Right.
I thought, this is a universal message.
Mm-hmm.
And so having an abundant life inspires me. And mm-hmm. Hopefully that, I can lift up others with that message and inspire them too.
Right. Great. That's great. So tell us a little bit about how would people know where to look you up? Like, how do they know that they need you?
Oh, that's two different questions. it's okay. Funny. I've had clients that felt really kind of frozen or stuck in a job that they were enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've worked with them to maybe move forward and maybe in the same company or find something that really inspires them and is where they want to live professionally, mm-hmm. for a long time. So usually it starts with some kind of discomfort, frustration, or pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the type of things that brings people my way.
Right.
And to find me, I've got my websites and I'm on LinkedIn, of course. And I had a blog. I'm not doing much blogging now, but I'm going to be doing podcasting because I had a live talk radio show,
right,
called Abundance Leadership about maybe 10 years ago. And so I'm going to repurpose those interviews and put them on podcasts and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. It's always, most of people need pain, I guess, before they change their life or willing to do something else. Right.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's one of my sayings that, people, just regular conversation talk about how they're trying to fix somebody or change somebody. And I said, nobody really is really ready to be changed until they're in too much pain to stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, and that's something that I've dealt with. I found myself in, you know, some very painful situations. And for me, it becomes kind of an impetus to step above and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I have a saying that, you know, we all have, you know, fertilizer, well, help have manure in our life that we're dragging around. And some people, you know, say it's holding me back and it really stinks. And what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And we can change our perspective and say, you know, this isn't manure, this is fertilizer. What can I plant in it? Or what, how can I, you know, pile it up and step forward and step over something that's holding me back?
Right. So, right. Yeah. I think, you know, like when we take a look at our own lives, you know, because we can always change ourselves. Nobody else can really change us, right? So it's yep. like taking a look at sometimes it's either do nothing or do something, right?
Do nothing is not a choice. You know, it's not an option as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do if somebody is not really doing, what can you tell somebody that, you know, if there's nothing going on in their life and they're not doing anything and you want to help them, what would you tell them?
You know, I probably wouldn't tell them anything right away. I mm-hmm. would want to, you know, have some time with them. I do free consultations
mm-hmm.
and see what is going on and what got them to this point. And to see, frankly, if they are somebody who is coachable
mm-hmm.
and is a good client for me, because I want to be able to do my best work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had clients that refuse to make any changes, and that's
yeah,
that's horrible, because it, you know, it doesn't reflect well on me, but you know, it's their choices,
right?
So as far as what I would tell them up front, I would probably tell them there are absolutely wonderful pathways to get to really what you really want and what you mm-hmm. really need in your life,
mm-hmm.
and what I can do is work with you to discover and build those pathways and help you get out of your own way
mm-hmm.
and help you release some of the things that you keep tripping over. And that's
right.
kind of like the very first step.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start building, you know, business plans and maybe some analysis of, you know, what their challenges are within themselves, within their business, outside their business,
mm-hmm.
And look at, you know, really take a close look in all different right. directions. At you know, get some reality into the picture. Maybe some things they're not looking at, or maybe some things that they're focusing on that taking too much time and energy.
Right Yeah, it's always a challenge, I guess. I certainly for myself, you know, I can get stuck in doing nothing, and then I say, okay, Marianne, that's enough of this stuff, let's get on with it, you know, kind of
yep.
you know, or learning words that help us stay focused. You know, for me it's focus. you know, especially that's why I guess we all have to learn our own little pathways, what works for us and what doesn't, right? You know,
yeah.
Running around in the morning doing errands does not serve me, because by the time I get back I don't want to do anything. So
I totally get it.
You know, so it's like we all have to learn our own little ways to get out of our own way and get back to work, or whatever it is that we're a project or whatever we're doing. Maybe we're some of us are, some people still assume I'm retired, and I'm wearing like, it gives you that impression. So, you know, it's just a learning curve, and it's learning how to be more productive. And thank God we got people like you, Linnea, that is, willing to help us and help us from stopping tripping over the same log that we do every day, you know, that we can stop and say, okay, this isn't working, what's next?
Right.
You know, like, how can I get yeah. around it? You know,
exactly. And, you know, and I mean, basically I work with business people, entrepreneurs mm-hmm. and solopreneurs, of course.
Yeah.
And what I have found, my phone is tinkling and ringing at me.
Sounds like a toilet.
I'm getting distracted. Yeah, puppy. Well, and even people who, you know, seem like they've got it all together.
Yeah.
There is not one of us that has it all together in every area of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And every, you know, what we call personal environments, whether it's, you know, your relationships or your own thought processes. or your health, or your physical environment, the networks you're connected to, all those make up the whole of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your spiritual environment,
right?
That type of thing. And if you have something that's out of whack in any of those areas, you're probably not going to be fully who you are. We need mm-hmm. to be really keeping all this stuff kind of clean
mm-hmm.
and looked at and saying, if you have a fight with your kid on the way to work, then you can't focus when you walk in the door.
Right.
And so that's part of, you know, what we work through.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a business sense, I have a master's degree from the School of Business from University of San Francisco in organizational development, which is about leadership and developing the people.
Right.
But beyond that, I help people with the business plan, the strategic planning, and like I said, the what's called a SWOT analysis, looking at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and get a real clear picture where you are.
Right.
And then supporting them and building those, and hopefully help them see past, through the forest. It's what I call the mouse view, where we can, mm-hmm. Look at the little things, but it's at some point we've got to go up to the eagle view,
right,
and see farther ahead and see maybe where we have to make some adjustments in order to get where we want.
Right.
But first we have to define what we want, where you want to go on this trip.
Yeah, so, I think sometimes that's the hardest, right? Because there's so many choices out there, right? I can do
it.
This.
Absolutely
can
is.
Do that.
We've lost our dreams. It's like the wide awake dreams. We had them when I was a child. I always wanted to be a ballerina and a mommy.
Yeah.
I achieved one of those and a secretary.
Yeah.
But, and I have to ask myself, what are my wide awake dreams? Because it's kind of like I've achieved, I've done all the little things I wanted to do.
Right.
I've taught, at a university in France, and I'd always thought that would be like the ultimate. It's kind of like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
But the dream is to, whatever you make it, and we need to keep, we need to create those wider dreams. I'm also certified dream coach from Marsha Weider at her university.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of fluffy, but it's not. What are our deep dreams and wants and wishes for this life? And how does that include your business? And how does it include the people around you? And how would you spend your time ideally if you're not working?
Mm-hmm.
So it's how would you, what kind of legacy would you leave? How would you want to impact your community?
Mm-hmm. And then
we have to, when we start thinking about that, then we can start putting together a plan to achieve those dreams. So you really become all that you can be. And mm-hmm. that's what I want for myself. That's what I want for the people around me.
So what do you think? Yeah, no, it's a very important key point of knowing what you want. So you put your dream together and make a plan to achieve.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, cool. So tell me a little bit about an example maybe of a very successful client that you had that you're able to go through whatever they wanted to do and the outcome of it all. How to work out.
I went through a period for a while that I had like female managers and directors from Intel. They kept referring each other to me. And one is Tanya, and I could use her name. She's got a great testimonial for me on my website.
Mm-hmm.
But she came to me because she was just feeling kind of burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't quite know where she wanted to go eventually with her life as far as professionally, what's her big dream. She didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And she wanted to maybe move into a certain area.
Yeah.
And change the geography, actually, even within Intel. And so one thing I ask my clients to do is make a list of things that they're putting up with in their life. It could be, clutter in a corner of your room, as I'm looking at that. And it could be a relationship where, you're not being honored.
Right.
I believe we need to honor our sacred selves. And that's what I try to do with others is honor their sacred selves.
Right.
And so Tanya came to me and we started working together and we built, put it together, a business plan for her career.
Okay.
And so she did know what she, you know, what she'd been, you know, looking around at Intel, and she knew where she wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at things that were holding her back. And it's really interesting. I sometimes ask my clients, you know, tell me about your day. You know, what do you start with when you get out of the morning, get up in the morning? And then, well, how's that part? Now, how's that working for you? You know, and a funny thing came up, you know, she said, I set my coffee maker to go off and I get up in the morning. And you know, it's really frustrating because my coffee maker, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's just, it's really kind of quirky and it's, you know, it's really kind of frustrating. And you know what? And I said, Tanya, that's a lousy way to start your day. I start with something that's upsetting you and frustrating you because that can carry on through the whole day.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, how much does it cost to get a coffee maker? You can go to Orchard Supply and get one for about $15. And so the next week she got one. She said, you know, my whole day has changed. My whole life is starting to change. I dealt with one, something I was putting up with. It was really like this little, you know, I'll get this little, like, you know,
yeah,
quirk or something. It's kind of like, oh, that hurts a little bit. And so I started cleaning that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And as we started working on that, and she started working on this business plan for how she was going to achieve her change in her career with Intel, mm-hmm. She finally started verbalizing what she really wanted to do as a dream.
Mm.
And she wanted to have a winery.
Ah.
And she said, you're the first person I've ever told about that. And so while we're working on growing her career, we started working on what she could start doing now to achieve her ultimate dream of having a winery.
Mm-hmm.
We started working on that, which is really kind of keeps you pumped up and excited about your life.
Right.
And so she you know, wrote a great testimonial. So she did end up actually getting the position she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She actually ended up getting a position in Arizona, which is where her boyfriend was, and she got that. And so we worked on all that, and she ended up making more money and having more responsibility and a bigger job. And so she was an early on success story. Plus, it was a lot of fun. She worked a lot with me.
Mm-hmm.
We also worked on her annual review. You know, some companies like Intel, when I was working as a manager with AT&T and Pacific Bell, we kind of had to write our own reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went over this stuff and she wanted to get some verbiage and help me kind of clear out some things that maybe she had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with her on that. So
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, sounds like you had a lot of fun with Tanya and doing that. Yeah. So what do you think that she's still doing her winery now? Did she start that?
You know, she's on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know she's still working at Intel, but I could get in touch with her because that's been a few years.
Yeah.
And see what's going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I also did something that was pretty cool. I facilitated a virtual board of directors made up of CEOs and company presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And what a variety of personalities and egos. And they were small companies.
Yeah.
There were companies that needed a board of directors but couldn't afford high-priced board of directors. So they mm-hmm. came together.
Yeah.
To serve as board of directors of each other's companies. And mm-hmm. I facilitated that. And I met with each of them one-on-one during the course of the month before our next meeting
mm-hmm.
and helped them work on strategies and mm-hmm. business planning and that type of thing. And had some, you know, some really wonderful breakthroughs with that group.
Mm-hmm.
One was even dealing with a really touchy situation in his business where one of the members of his advisory, I think it was something like maybe CFO or something in his company,
mm-hmm.
was like making sexual advances to one of his employees. And it's a really touchy situation.
Yeah.
And I think this guy was a really good client of his. That's what it was. He was a very, very good client.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how do you deal with that type of thing? And so I helped him step through some ways to go about that in a way that kept the relationship intact at the same time getting him getting the results that he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Sexual harassment is a really big issue, and most companies rather not deal with it. They'll just blame the victim because I don't have to deal with it that way.
Right.
And, you know, I've had situations like that myself, and I'm sure there's many other people that have had the experience. And so, yeah, it is a very touchy situation, but I think you have to deal with it, you know, you just can't pretend that it doesn't exist. And, you know,
exactly.
You know, yeah. So, yeah. So there's so many situations that arise. That's a great experience for you to go through all that and help him resolve it for him that works for him, you know?
Yes. And, you know, there's really no telling what's going to come up.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had clients, you know, want to deal with, you know, maybe some issues with at home, maybe with their husband and trying to negotiate your clutter and all that type of stuff. And what finally came up with is each person has their zone where they can put their stuff.
Yeah.
and maybe her husband wanted the garage. That's his zone.
Yeah.
And then she can have a room that's her zone.
Yeah.
And it really helps, you know, everybody do what they want to do. At the same time, understand there's boundaries.
Yeah.
And you know, have kind of mental and physical clutter maybe taken care of. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting job what I do.
Well, yeah, because we all want abundance, right? So what is that abundance going to look like for us?
Exactly.
Right. And exactly. Like you were saying, you get down to the nitty gritty of something, whether there's changing their career or changing their job or you know, wanting peace in the family, you're going to have to deal with those issues because I don't think, you know, as a business owner or an entrepreneur, your life is separate. It's really hard to separate. You just can't separate it. So you have to figure out a way to navigate it all so that you could, you know, be abundant in all areas of your life.
Right.
And sometimes you have to say, okay, is this going to be more important or is this going to be more important, right?
Exactly. You know, it's a prioritization is going to be kind of tricky. And I say, you know, we bring all or part of everything we are into all or part of everything we do.
Right.
So there's really no separation, you know, you as a person or your personal life from you as a business owner or entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, who with your personal life is,
you
know, we're people, we're complex critters, you know?
Yeah.
So
And I love your little saying too is, something about life's too short or something. What is it you say?
Life's too short to do it halfway.
Yeah.
That's what abundance is about is, you know, why settle?
Right.
You know, and did I ever tell you the story how I came up with that?
No. Go ahead.
Actually, I developed that saying as life's too short to live it halfway. Pretty young. It was through a trauma in my life. I was the youngest of two daughters in my family. And when I was 13, my 17-year-old sister was killed in a really horrible car accident. And I grew up really fast and I became like really philosophical and I started coaching friends and stuff because I'd been through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But that was my philosophy that I really saw how precious and how quickly things can change and how precious life was.
Yeah, and right. So
I decided pretty young age, maybe my teens, that life's too short to live it halfway. Mm-hmm. We've got to embrace it. We've got to embrace who we are and you know, reach for what we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Linnea, for lighting the way and helping us find the abundance. Yeah. And hopefully we can all have some more time. I've always enjoyed our little wine on the porch, we call it.
Yeah. little wine, a little gift, little wine makes everything else more enjoyable. Yeah, yes. Me too.
Yeah, like that's another wonderful gift that Linnea has. So anyway, but I'm sure she only reserves it for friends, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't mind a lot of strangers on my front porch.
But anyway, I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to get to know you better, Linnea, and what your offer and why it's abundance is the best place to be and have, and that you can actually help people achieve all that for them. And that's really a blessing. So yeah. Thank you, Linnea. And I'm sure that everybody else, do you have any final words you want to say before we close off?
I can tell them how to contact me.
Yeah, you could.
You can email me at Linnea, that's Linnea, at abundancecoaching.net.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best way.
Yeah.
Or you can just text me for that matter at 408-505-0631.
Yeah, great. And of course, all her information is Linnea's information will be on the podcast page. She has a page there already. So we'll upload this podcast interview, and you'll find out all her information there. And all the podcasts are at podcasts with an S .heartatworkonline.org. And you can find her there, or else you can find them on the YouTube playlist as well under Impactful Legacy. So in the final notes, message, Linnea, what's your impactful legacy?
Well, I can tell you what my higher purpose is.
Okay.
Here is to honor the sacredness of people and the planet. Mm. To make a more loving and sustainable world.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So thank you for sharing that.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun. Oh, always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, you take care, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And in the end, I always like to say, be kind.